Hey, this is Kev Bayer, and you're listening to a special feature episode of Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh, hi, Cordy here. I was just sorting through Angel's mail since he's been gone. We've been getting a lot of great feedback about Buffy Between the Lines, even though I didn't get much screen time.
Cordelia, didn't Tab say we could both answer fan mail?
Oh, Wesley. I thought you were too busy with the books and things. Oh, why don't you read this one?
Right. Well, Sly Papa wrote us an iTunes review, which is one of our favourite ways to get feedback. Here's what he had to say. I can't say I wasn't warned. I think it was Firefly Talk that told me to bring a hanky, but there I was, sitting at a downtown Oakland bus stop with my iPod headphones on, crying like a hungry, angry baby. I think the people next to me were freaked. It assuages some of the Buffy hunger I still have, even after the Season 8 comics have taken the edge off. Kudos especially to the actors who play Xander, Tara, and Dawn for nailing their respective vocal delivery styles. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this cast and crew. Well, thank you, Sly Papa.
Here's another comment that was left at our Buffy Between the Lines fan community. It says, I was so excited about the show that I had to call everyone I know and tell them to download and listen. Great work from the lot of you. The writer didn't leave their name, but we really appreciate the comment.
Is Angel back yet?
No, Fred, not yet. You want to help us read some fan mail?
Oh, sure. This feedback for episode 1 comes from Corey. It says, I began watching Buffy season 1, episode 1, and I have seen all the episodes most multiple times. I don't claim to be an expert, but I am a big fan and have been since day 1. That being said, I can't get over how well you and yours capture the Buffyverse. The tempo, script writing, humor, and overall feeling of the show was spot on. It wasn't the fanfic years late. It felt like an ep of Buffy during the run. You truly did an amazing job, and I am so looking forward to the rest of the season. Thank you for keeping the Buffyverse alive.
Thanks, Corey. It's great to know we're doing things right.
Egad, there's a lot of mail. How are we going to get all of this read?
Maybe I should call Willow. They should be picking up some of this slack, too. After all, it's about their show, too.
Okay, I'll read another one while you do that. This one is from Jachel, I do hope I pronounced that correctly, who says, Also, congrats on the first episode of Buffy Between the Lines. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I totally started to cry when I was listening to it. I can't wait for the rest of the season.
Okay, Willow's going to read some too. Let me put her on speaker. Which button was it again? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear,
Good.
Willow.
I've got a comment here from Christine from Michigan, who says, I'm liking the feedback episode. Hope you do more in the future. Everyone seems to be saying how Xander's voice is perfect. While I agree that it's a pretty good likeness, I think Tara's is better. She's even got the quirks of Tara's. Dawn's also pretty good, although it comes and goes. Thanks, Christine. We're so glad that you enjoyed the feedback episode. We love sharing the great comments we've been getting on our website at buffybetweenthelines.com. As for the voices, from the feedback we've been getting, everyone has a different favorite when it comes to the voices. We, of course, think they all sound great.
Hang on a minute, Red. Didn't you get to do this reading thing last time?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let a fella have a turn. Let's see here. Joy has this to say about episode 2. Good episode, but needs more spike. And the voice for Fred was excellent. You know, the lady has a point. Don't worry, Joy, love. You'll hear more from old Spike real soon.
Oh, brother.
Hey, hun, you want me to read some?
Sure.
This is a comment on episode 2 from Alexa, who says, Absolutely love this. Thank you guys so much for bringing back my all-time fave show. I love the whole cast of actors, but I think Tara and Spike especially have been my all-time favorites to hear right now. They are absolutely wonderful. I thought Candace was very funny, too. Keep up the great work. Can't wait to hear more.
Aw, Tara's my favorite, too.
Hey, Will, I'm gonna put you guys on mute so I can read some more.
Cordelia.
Here's another comment from Lanny Ree, weird name, who says, Wonderful feedback, Ep. I am, however, wondering how the underscore got in my name. I blame Gwen.
Gwen Raiden? The electric girl? We haven't met her yet.
I know. Go fig. Oh, well. Here's another one. Oh, this is a review on iTunes. Patty28 say, this is just awesome. The cast was amazing. I could truly see everything happening as I was listening. I cannot wait till the next episode is released. It can only get better. Oh, the phone. Angel Investigations, we help the... Oh, it's you, Willow. Yeah, I'll put you back on speakerphone.
Thank you, Cordelia.
Oi, here's another one. Ocular writes, whoever is doing Dawn is spot on. Second place ties for Xander's and Anya's voices.
Oh, me. Thanks, Ocular. Here's another. Brother Saul says, good actors, good story.
Aw, gotta love this short and sweet. We have good listeners, too. Lots of them are showing up on our forums at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com. We love our fans.
Squirama from the Wolfpack says, I absolutely loved it. While some of the voices didn't seem to work for me, others were creepily spot on, and the story itself was incredibly well written. I just have somewhat mixed feelings about the commercials in the middle of it all. On one hand, it was nice to hear about some other sites and podcasts I hadn't been aware of before. On the other hand, they pulled me out of the story. But overall, I thought the story and the presentation of it all was wonderful.
Thanks, Barama. We've made a couple comments already about the commercials. We do want to bring you some great podcasts that you may not know about already, and we've had several comments thanking us for letting them know about podcasts. We have reduced the number of promos that appear in each episode. Hopefully, that is a nice middle ground for people who have been complaining.
Hey, we've another one here. Tim says, very impressed with the show. You all really nailed the voices, and the acting is great. Very well done. I'll be adding it to my list of podcasts.
Aw, that's so nice. I've got another comment on our Buffy Between the Lines fan group on LiveJournal. No one left a name, but it says, this is amazing. I love it. Thank you so much for all of the work that has gone into this. I can't wait for the next episode. Well, aren't you the sweetest thing? There are so many fans working on Buffy Between the Lines, and they all deserve all the credit for bringing this to life. And thanks to the fans, without you, we'd just be talking to ourselves. In a cave.
Before this returns to a recap of our second season, let's move on. Jessica says, all right, so Cliss, who plays Tara, forced me to listen to the first episode while we were working one day, but now I don't need any forcing at all. I recently got into BTVS, again, thanks to Cliss, and just finished watching S5. So this thing came out at the right time. I am definitely going to keep listening to this. Nerds in their little abbreviation. Cliss, you were awesome. And Anya was great, too. I want my spike fix, though. Oh, and you were right, Chica. That Candace girl was funny.
Hey! That's me! I'm funny.
Way funny, apparently.
Oh, I've got another iTunes review from Queen of the Slayers. This podcast is amazing! I can visualize the characters as if it was an episode. Dawn, Anya, and Xander are amazing. I definitely recommend this podcast to any Buffy fan.
Willow, Buffy's still dead, right?
Cordelia!
I better break this up with another comment. Another iTunes review. This one from Present Memory, who says, it's been 4 years since Buffy the Vampire Slayer ended, but with a little help from the fantastic crew of Buffy Between the Lines, fans can have a little piece of their favourite show back again. Buffy Between the Lines is a new audio drama that follows the Scooby Gang during the summer after Buffy's death. The writing is extremely well done, managing to be both funny and moving. The voice actors also deserve recognition for doing an amazing job bringing back the characters that we love so much. Buffy fans are sure to enjoy. Oh, thanks, love.
Here's someone who left a comment at our website, WT Forever. Okay, so I was a bit reluctant to listen to this when the first episode rolled around, so I decided to wait and listen to the first two episodes back to back and decide then. I finally listened to both and have to say that everyone involved in this deserves good things for years to come just for making my whole damn year a whole lot better. I gotta say that the voice actor for Tara was wonderful. Anya as well was just hilarious, and Xander sounds so much like Nick Brandon that it's kind of scary. No more reluctance on my part. I am officially a fan and will listen to every upcoming episode. Thanks for the kind words. We hope you love every episode.
Aw, bless this listener's heart. She said sweet things about me. Judith said, I love it. Willow, Fred, and Tara are the best. Angel was good too, and Cordelia was bitchy, which of course is great. Wesley was excellent too. Very funny. Basically, the whole LA group was fantastic. And of course, the Scoobies were too.
Sun's going down. Look, are we wrapping up this love fest soon? I've got Evil to watch on my TiVo.
Are you sure you're not TiVoing the episodes of Buffy Between the Lines?
You can do that. Oh, right. Nancy Hair Gel Man figured out how to and put the instructions up on BuffyBetweenTheLines.com.
I think we've got time for one more, Cordy. Then I think we'd better go.
Oh, here's one. Dave says, I just gotta say that you're all insane. In the best way, for doing this. It's obvious that everyone working on this project loves what they're doing and have no problems working their... Am I allowed to say that word? Okay. To have no problems working their asses off to give us fans something new and wonderful to enjoy. The cast is excellent and the writing is so on point with what a real Buffy episode would be like. And unlike other people, I actually enjoyed the commercials. They have introduced me to so many more amazing podcasts I now listen to. Thank you for sharing with all us fans your insanity and love towards this project. Aw, thanks, Dave. Actually, I think Tabs and Kim are the craziest for producing a project like this. But we're all working 120%, except me, and glad to see so many fans are loving it.
Yep, you guys really make this all worthwhile. Keep those comments, emails, and voicemails coming.
Yep, especially about me. I mean us. You can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com. Always wanted to say that.
Or leave us a comment at buffybetweenthelines.com.
Or join our forums at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com.
Man, this is getting long.
Well, got to keep your options open. You could also call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges will apply, though.
If you want to record a comment for us in your own voice, you can also send us an MP3 at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
And don't forget, there's lots of fan groups you can join, including our Facebook group, our LiveJournal community, and our forums. Links to those can be found on our website.
Thanks, y'all. Keep listening.
Okay. I think I can hang up now with the crew of Sunny Hell. Now it's off to make an invoice for our time and send it to Tabs. Wes, you have our mailing address, right?
Bye, everybody.
Don't sigh at me, Wesley. I'll have you know that the only way this hotel stays open is with my office administrative skills. Just because you are all high and mighty and Mr. Bossy Boss doesn't mean that you get to tell me that we're doing this all for free. I want to get paid. I like money.
So this is our promo for the Eclectic Review.
We're doing a promo?
Yeah. I'm Stuart Jaffe, and this is my wife.
Glory Jaffe.
And she's a scientist, I'm a science fiction writer, and we talk about books, movies, science, art, TV, you name it. We talk about it from those perspectives.
Where Stuart talks and I criticize.
Yeah, pretty much. We're on iTunes. We have new shows every Wednesday. You can get it directly at eclectic.libsyn.com. Oh, no more funny snappy comments here?
Nope.
And that's about it. Come check us out at The Eclectic Review.
We, of course, think they all sound great. I need to sound a little more assured of that. So let me try this again. How do you pronounce something that doesn't have a U?